Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In on a Tuesday, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, JT Noah producing today. First impressions are big. Sometimes first impressions can be lasting impressions. I think you and I have probably fallen in this camp a little bit, that as we've gotten older, we've also allowed our impressions to change, our opinions to change. Maybe sports radio's allowed that a little bit too. I don't know. There used to be a mantra. You gave your opinion, you came strong, right, and you didn't move off that opinion. You'd be proved blatantly wrong. You kept at it. I don't adhere to that.
I don't think you adhere to that.
I can have my impressions, and then at some point in time, I'm like, well, that was wrong on that one. You know, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Travis Kelce may fall in that camp for you.
Well, no question about it. I think when Travis first came in, look, nobody knew anything about him, right? He was a third round draft pick, and he was a guy that you looked at and said, okay, whatever. And then he missed that first year because of injury. You didn't really think much of it. You didn't know what you had, right? And then as he started to play, he didn't do well in the postseason. I was very adamant, called him out for not stepping it up in the postseason. A lot of drops in the playoffs, and the way he performed on the field, right? You remember when he rolled the dice with the refs and the fly Eagles fly, like, to the point where Andy Reid even publicly said, one more and you're done. Like, called the man out publicly for that. And then there was an about face, and Travis changed and grew up both on the field and off the field. And so I look at Travis Kelce and I go, not many people can undergo a complete personality change like he did, and not only embrace that personality change, but take that personality change and explode and become the player he is today, both on the field and off the field. And that's the perfect sign of people in their 20s growing up, right? We were all knuckleheads. We were all nitwits. We were all dingbats in our 20s, right? I mean, I know I was. We all were stupid back then. And then you hit like that 30-year mark, and you start to realize, oh, I got to grow up a little bit. Travis obviously hit that before his 30-year mark and grew up and did an about-face. And for a professional athlete to do that, man, I think that's so, you know, remarkable, because a lot of times professional athletes don't change who they are. I did this my whole life, and this is the way I'm going to be. And then they find themselves out of that sport or doing something that they didn't want to be doing because they wouldn't change. They wouldn't adjust. They wouldn't grow up. And Travis Kelce did all of that. Like, if you're going to look at, like, the perfect person to kind of model yourself after, Travis Kelce is one of those guys, because he was like all of us, screwed around in college, got a little trouble there, then became a 20-year-old something, screwed around a little bit, didn't do everything right at his job, had to come to Jesus with the boss, changed everything about him, became the greatest tight end on earth. Follow that pattern. You'll be good in life.
Yeah, you'll be all right. And you're willing to do it.
And you're
too,
willing,
right?
to do willing to do it. Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. What athlete were you maybe wrong about originally but ended up having your mind changed can be good or bad.
Yeah, good or bad. Like, who did you love? Oh my God, he stunk.
He ended up being bad, or they were, I didn't get it, but it turned out to be great.
Yeah. Because Kelsey is that for me. Alex Gordon was one of those guys for me as well. And then on the other side, Matt Cassel. I really wanted him to be good.
He did.
And I really like the signing of Eric Winston, and then, you know, and
well, no, Eric Winston signing still paid off. We got that.
Oh, it paid off big time.
We got the rant.
Mm-hmm.
We got the locker room rant. So that one totally paid off. For me, Eric Fisher. I didn't hear good things.
We are athletes. Okay.
See, athletes. Eric Winston paid off. Eric Fisher didn't hear great things about him after year one.
No, there were not great things. They were talking about, like, calling his mother.
About his desire and his want to, and there were some whispers that was a guy that just wanted to get drafted and then didn't want to do anything. That was the kind of post year one. They were kind of concerned that he wasn't a guy that wanted it.
Right.
That got to this level but didn't really want it. But he fought through it. And was a piece I'd still like to have today.
Absolutely. Like, you know what I mean? I would give anything to have him.
If I could
back.
Have Eric Fisher at left tackle right now, I would absolutely do that.
Could you imagine prime Eric Fisher now?
He was really good. But early on, there were some questions.
I get goosebumps thinking about Eric Fisher now.
And I didn't, it turned out he was, you know, in a not great draft. Was the right pick in that draft too? Right?
By far.
And so, yeah, I kind of did an about face on Eric Fisher.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Also, a little bit for me, Bobby Witt.
Oh, really?
I think I was holding the hype against him because I've heard some hypes from inside the Royals before. Mondi would be the biggest one. Mm-hmm. So there was like Mondi, quite a bit of Mondi PSD with me, and so I was late to the Bobby Witt party.
That's okay.
Because I held the hype against him.
Well, let's think about how many prospects, though, have come up over the years that were hyped that never amounted to anything. So for you to have a little prospect PTSD, and you say Mondi because it's the same position, you know, but to have prospect PTSD with the Royals is okay, because for many years we were told, dating back to, I mean, the early 2000s.
But kind of unfair because each player is really their own player.
Right, right. So,
but I was holding the past and not letting myself fall for Bobby Witt until he proved he was ready to be fallen.
And I don't think it's falling for Bobby Witt. It's just recognizing what you're seeing,
you know what
right
I mean?
Now. Yeah.
You know, so I've changed the Bobby Witt. Like it wasn't, I'm not holding Royals, you know, failures of the past against him and what others told me about other prospects before. I kind of let his play do the talking. Right. And now I'm like, oh yeah, I'm totally buyer. Like, why wouldn't you be?
Do you think Portland has realized Michael Jordan is good yet?
I would think they were probably pretty good. Another one I missed on, this dates back a little bit now. I mean, I saw him play in college, was not here then, but I saw him play in college. I thought he was a really good player. I did not understand the Kirk Heinrich hype. When he was a lottery pick, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I've seen him play.
The dude played for like a decade and a half.
I know. Then ended up having a ridiculous NBA career, a really nice NBA career. But when he first came out, I'm like, I don't see it. You're going to do a lottery pick on that guy? But I was wrong. I was blatantly wrong on that one. I didn't get the, and I know, you know, Kansas fans are like, well, could you not like Kirk Heinrich? I just had an impartial look at it. And I'm like, I can tell you
how you didn't like him.
It.
You were an Iowa guy and he went to Kansas. It's pretty obvious.
That could be part of that too. Yeah. Screw Rafel Friends too.
Yeah. I mean,
both those cats. But
Roy
no,
Williams wasn't allowed to recruit east of the Mississippi. So he had to steal them all.
Those were Iowa's fault. I mean, those aren't fault against the kids. Those are lack of effort.
That's Fran McCaffrey's problem.
That was lack of effort. But
is he still the coach, by the way?
Fran, yeah. Yeah, he's still the coach.
You good with that? Or
He needs to hire the Iowa football defensive coordinator. And then
to prevent scoring.
Iowa football needs to hire him as the offensive coordinator. Okay. And everything would be great.
Be great.
One sport plays all offense, one sport plays all defense, and they can
fine.
Meet in the middle a little bit. It'd be great.
I'd rather have a team, though, Josh, to play some defense because it's hard to score 55 a game. Ask Patrick Mahomes 2018.
I know. But just be competent on offense. Yeah. Be, make it much, much easier. But, no, I remember dating back, I was like patently wrong on Kirk Heinrich. He had a hell of a career.
Yeah, you did. You swung and missed on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I swung and missed on Alex Gordon. I wanted him cut in 2011. I swung and missed on Matt Cassel. I thought he was going to be really, really good. So,
I love this one from the 785. Not sports, but I thought Anchorman was going to ruin Will Ferrell's career.
That's funny. That's great.
That's really funny.
I love it.
Like, I thought I was going to. He was making a mistake doing that one. Also from the 785, I was wrong about Moose. First 1,000 at-bats in the majors, he was hitting like 230. Thought he was never going to develop, and then he turned into an all-star.
Do you know the White Sox cut him? He's not on a team now?
What?
Yeah, back in March. I had no idea until last night.
Oh, man, I thought he was still kicking around. Doggone it.
I texted somebody with the White Sox. I said, you guys cut Moose? They said, in March? I go, oh, well, I missed that.
But also a little like Kelsey. Moose had a like Kelsey.
He had a grow up, too.
Kelsey moment.
Yeah.
I remember I did watch him down, and we happened to be cruising through and stopped and saw him play in Oklahoma City. When he got demoted.
Yeah.
Remember he got demoted?
Yeah.
And then that kind of jump started what became Moose.
Yeah.
So, you know, he fought through it too and got there.
Yeah.
From the 816, pretty much everyone during the Todd Haley, Scott Pioli era.
Yeah. We all thought that one guy was going to be good.
Yeah. I mean, we got the NFL Executive of the Year multiple times over, and they were just going to bring their way, and
it never works that way. A lot of Mondesi's coming in. A lot of Whit Merrifield's coming in with the way that it ended, too. Like, we should have traded Whit 2 years prior to COVID. They should have bounced out on him a long time prior. That is a big mistake by Dayton Moore.
Yeah.
Bubba Starling, I never thought he was going to be good. I don't even think the Royals thought he was going
to
be good, Josh.
They just had
to. They had no choice but to take
him. They hoped he would be good.
Yeah.
When... you know, committing to baseball. They hoped he would be good, and he was hometown kid, and they didn't want to miss on him.
Right.
And it missed.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
CEH, for me, I was excited to finally see a running back. I'm with you kind of on that. We were all excited.
Pete Traeger's to blame for that one.
Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. Andrew Wiggins and Ben McLemore. Who was the other guy that we lost and still haven't heard from? Selby.
Oh, Josh Selby.
Has anybody heard from that guy since he left KU? Like, I think Lawrence, they're still like, I don't know, like, it's one of those things. Anybody heard from Selby lately? We still got his sneakers back here.
He's still got a bag.
Like, that guy just left.
A garbage bag full of stuff in the corner that's his.
Yeah.
That's his. I really wanted Romeo Crennel to do well here.
Yeah, I think we all
from the 816. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely Preki Love Fruits.
Good job, Fruits. Well done. Wade Davis. Wade Davis, an interesting one, right? Starter wasn't good.
Oh, he sucked as a starter.
Then went to the bullpen.
Yeah.
Somebody said they were wrong on Wade Davis. I don't.
We were all
you.
Wrong on Wade Davis because he was terrible as a starter. But they were trying to do something that maybe he wasn't capable of, and then they threw him in the bullpen. Like, oh.
But he was bullpen there. Remember, they moved to the bullpen, didn't think he'd start, and they came here like, oh, give him a chance to start again, and then
Well,
like, oh well,
he gave him a chance to start because you really didn't have anybody else.
Yeah, true. True. I was wrong about Peyton Manning. I thought Ryan Leaf was going to be better for the 903.
Wow. Okay. Kevin Durant. I thought he was too skinny. No way he'd be able to hold up in the NBA, which brings us to our next topic. I don't think there's an athlete that I would want least on my team than Kevin Durant.
I like him as a player, but is he not getting enough rep for being a cooler?
Oh, he's a huge cooler. He's in the A-Rod category.
Is the NBA the most cooler sport, though? Like, that's a weird way to phrase that. But
yeah.
I feel like the NBA has the most stars that don't achieve.
No doubt. Especially Kevin Durant. He goes to every team and ruins them.
Go read a story about the Suns right now. They're effed.
Yeah.
Not because of an arena issue. They have too many people locked up, and they forfeited a whole bunch of draft. They don't have their own first-round draft pick until the end of the decade.
Well, that's coming fast.
Involving a couple of trades.
Frank White make that deal?
And pick swaps. They don't have their own pick. They have first round picks, but only because the NBA rule forces them pick swaps or whatever. The NBA, I just feel like, is the least about winning of any league. Now, baseball's been accused of just being 500 teams, But I was like, do NBA players really want to win?
Do they
so
care?
So many underachievers that are stars.
Right.
Lakers are out. Suns are out.
It is the annual LeBron makes this about me part of the season, right?
Look what Brooklyn went down. Like, Kyrie.
Ugh.
Harden. Westbrook.
Harden.
Durant. All these, like, names you know that are good players.
Are coolers.
That don't win.
They just ruin organizations. Kevin Durant has no problem leaving organizations in his dust. Left Oklahoma City for dead. Went to Golden State, piggybacked the championship. They got rid of him fast in Golden State. He goes to Brooklyn, leaves that organization in the dust. Goes to Phoenix, that organization's in the dust. Kevin Durant, you can have Kevin Durant. I have no interest in having a guy like that on my team.
And then a little message about sports in this one, too, just revolving the Suns. This is from Andrew Brandt, covers the NFL, right? Long time agent, but now is a teacher, kind of. He's a professor.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
you know
yeah,
he is from yeah. the NBA or the NFL circles. Just tweets this out. The Phoenix Suns are an example of all in strategy that so many fans/media seem to like.
I hate it.
They don't think when all in ends up all out. Suns have declining stars with bloated salaries, zero cap flexibility, and no draft capital to leverage. Better to build than to buy.
Absolutely.
That's good message for all sports.
Absolutely.
You know, the super team.
Sign big names, win big games may be the dumbest thing ever uttered on these airwaves.
These super teams look great in theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could say, well, they did win a title with the Heat. Okay, doing that. But then everybody did it. And how often has it worked?
Do you think they won enough, though, with the Heat?
Well, they didn't win 7, 8, or 9 right. or whatever LeBron was counting to then. Right. So not really, no. And the Heat have revamped themselves. And
Eric Spoelstra is the greatest head coach maybe in professional sports today, right?
Yeah, the guy who's supposed to roll out the balls has done a really good job. But I look back at the Bulls. They had 3.
Yeah.
They were all their 3.
Right.
Like, they built their 3. Jordan, Pippen, Horace Grant. They had a piece here or two and a Rodman and whatever, and they added to whatever, but those were build, not buy.
Yeah.
The Rockets, who had those wins, I mean, those were their guys.
Their guys,
right?
Yeah. People always want to say the Yankees, the core of that team, Posada, Jeter, Bernie,
build.
Pettit,
build.
Mariano,
build.
All built.
Yes, built.
I think that's why people... like myself, when it comes to the NBA, I actually like the Nuggets because they built. Like Jokic, they didn't buy Jokic. He's
their guy, right. Yeah.
Jamal Murray was their guy. Like Michael Porter Jr., who's been
their guy. Yeah.
Their guy.
So like, they've got those guys.
Yeah. Both brothers have been in trouble.
Jonte
so, yeah.
was betting that Michael Porter would be good.
So, yeah, better to build than buy is an interesting I think for all of sports,
yeah,
it's an interesting
no
concept.
Question. Like, I've said that for years.
Be careful. Right.
You know how much I despise free agency in the NFL.
Like the Jets.
Or the Eagles with Andy Reid his last 2 years.
Yeah. The Jets right now.
I mean, if Andy Reid doesn't attempt to build a super team in Philadelphia, who knows what happens?
But I don't know. The NBA just feels like you got a lot of stars. Like
you
more,
know who's
more stars than baseball.
Oh God, yes.
Probably I mean, not as many household names as the NFL, but you have a lot of household names in the NBA. You have a lot of household names that don't win. And maybe the Chiefs are skewing that a little bit to the NFL, right? Because they're dominating right now.
But where are all the Chiefs guys coming from? They're all drafted, Josh.
Yeah, they're all built, right? These were built and additions via savvy additions via,
I mean,
via free agency.
Justin Reed was a nice free agent addition. Tyrann Mathieu was a nice free agent addition.
Frank Clark
was he a free agent addition? Was there a trade involved? At that
was
point?
A trade.
That was a trade.
That was,
yeah,
a,
yeah,
yeah.
That was a trade.
Yeah, that was a trade.
So you got Tyrann Mathieu, you got Justin Reed as nice free agent signings. Mitchell Schwartz, a free agent signing. But we're talking about
savvy moves. Tooney.
Yeah, no. But we're not talking about you. They're not the star player. They're not going out and signing a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a running back, and expecting it all to come together and work. Free agency. the way that the Chiefs use free agency is the ideal way to use free agency. You use it to plug a hole. You don't use it to build a team. Yeah. And if you're using it to build a team, well, that means you've drafted poorly and you're not set up for success anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I was watching a little NBA last night. And I thought, man, they got a lot of stars who just don't win. Like,
yeah.
And it's not even a knock on LeBron, because LeBron is a star and he has won. Like,
right.
I'm not, but he's out, right? Embiid's a star. He's like a decade now.
He's another cooler.
Right? They've cycled different people around him. I don't want anything. Denver's got the best thing going right
Eventually,
now.
Eventually, you're the problem.
Denver's got the best thing going right now.
Yeah.
Durant just bounces around. Westbrook bounces around.
You think Philly wins tonight?
Harden bounces around.
Let's talk gambling.
I don't want any of those guys. Kyrie, I don't want any of them. I don't want any of those guys.
Let's talk gambling for a second. Do you think Philly wins tonight and forces a game six? It's in Madison Square Garden.
I mean, if I'm writing the script, I would say yes.
You write the script, you're saying yes, right?
But I think basketball-wise, I say no.
But basketball-wise, I look at Philly as like a team that's like, that's where you get with the NBA. These guys just quit and they give up. And like Embiid looks just to be like that guy. Like, he's done.
Yeah.
It doesn't help. He's been injured. And I get it. It's basketball. But like, I think the Knicks win tonight. And the only other team that you compare with the quote-unquote Nuggets would be the Celtics on the East, because they've kept Jason Tatum.
Well, are you sure the Celtics are still a thing now with the injury last night to
Kristaps Porzingis?
Yeah, Porzingis.
I mean, we'll see, but they've had the core around them. The problem is they've been going through coaches. It's weird. Like,
they went through a coach because, you know, he had some nefarious activities or whatever.
And then Brad Stevens wanted to be in office, so he moved up.
Yeah, so he moved up, but he still got his fingerprints on that thing. Yeah, the Celtics are an interesting one. If the Knicks end up winning the NBA championship, which I don't think they will, but who knows? That city will implode.
Galveston responds. We'll get to that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
some fun with Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Making fun of Galveston when he said the Pelicans were so disappointing that they shouldn't be able to go vacation in Cancun. They have to go to Galveston, Texas.
Right. Disappointing on us. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. They not even going. We not even going to sit in the Cancun. We going to sit in the Galveston with that dirty ass water, be washed up on the shore. You people think they in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all going to send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all ass. Y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Come on, they didn't even try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water. Come on, man.
Oklahoma City. 101-85 in game three.
I just love the rest of the staff cracking up and then dying. People in the studio that you could just hear cackling in the background.
It's just because it's so good.
It's just great.
And it's so true. I talked to a friend of mine in Texas yesterday, and it was somebody who loves the state, right? And I said, look, I go, Charles Barkley was right on Galveston. And the response back was, no question. Galveston sucks.
All right, I guess I won't reschedule a trip there.
Oh, it's dirty. The water's gross. Like, there's many better places to go than Galveston.
We tried once, and then there was a
major storm. Well, there was a reason why it didn't happen.
Major storm in the Gulf of Mexico that time. So Galveston Island on Instagram did respond back to Charles Barkley with a photo of Barkley. And they superimposed him walking on the beach.
Right, which is really good.
And it says, Charles, here I was thinking we were cool. And then you go throwing shade like we're strangers. What's up with that? That's a great picture of what looks like Chuck strolling on the beach.
It's good.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Get some run.
It's really good. Right? Like, that's probably the best thing to ever happen to Galveston. Right?
In a way, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, everybody's talking about Galveston. Yeah.
They're talking about you. Now you get a chance to spin it.
Yeah.
You probably get some people curious.
Yeah. It's a great picture they use because I look at that picture. I'm like, look at that pier. That looks great.
The pier looks great.
But they don't show the water, really. Oh. You know, they don't show the close-up of the dirty brown water that's down there that Charles was talking about.
Well, there's a nice pier. I told you, I said we were there. It was storming. And there was a nice-looking pier. And I thought, okay, this is cool. But then it was supposed to storm for like 3 days, and we bolted.
Yeah. But and you're gone.
Drove all the way down there. And ended up not staying in Galveston.
Well, I mean, you don't want to get washed away.
I guess we were fine with that.
You
that
dodged a bullet.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Felt like a lot of driving.
So you're telling me if my parents ever say, hey, we're going to Galveston, we're going to go to the beach, just say, yeah, I'll pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you pass.
Okay.
Because as Chuck says, you
go
you
further should, down to South Padre.
You should just go to San Antonio.
Anyway, right. So we had some
it's like where oil rigs come.
Yeah, we had some fun with that. And you know, and you know, Who latched on to the conversation?
Who was that?
Beyonce's mom.
Beyonce's mom?
Mr. Yes. Chuck, we don't play about Galveston, Texas. Watch it, sucker. Our water might not be blue, but it's still the beach and we love it.
Oh.
Jay sent this to me, an Angie B yesterday. He asked us if we're going to let him talk about our city like that. All good. We got a great laugh. So you never know.
You never know.
Jay-Z, who you're going to impact.
Miss Knows. I don't want that smoke. I don't want the beehive and Jay after Chuck. Miss Knows, I apologize. I do not want the beehive and Jay after me.
So how do you like Galveston now?
It's beautiful.
We're not going there.
Would you go on vacation?
You got a chance.
Oh, hell no, I ain't going on vacation.
You've got a chance to wipe the slate clean
you
here.
You got to just say, I would go to Galveston.
Let me tell you something. That water's so dirty, I'd rather go to San Antonio. I'd rather go to San Antonio with them big old women.
How do you not love that guy?
Yeah.
So. Oh, he's just so honest and raw and great.
Bureau of Tourism for Galveston and San Antonio really benefiting probably from Chuck. NFL.com did a
couple of people have the text line. Booked our trip. Thanks, Chuck, for the 913. Literally planning a trip to Galveston now. Screw each and every one of you.
Yeah, gotta go see it.
From the 913, come on down. I'll treat you all to dinner. It does have pretty water, but it but it is limited to about a total of a couple of weeks a year. When it's freezing in KC, tends to be in the 60s here. I'm good on that. I like the beach. I like the ocean.
There you go.
But Chuck's not wrong. You got to look at the oil tankers out there all the time.
It's background. It's background. Then you can see the horizon. You don't have to just see the horizon. You see stuff in the horizon. So gives you depth. Good depth perception. NFL.com did a little debrief. 32 thoughts for 32 teams.
How about that? I like the way that they did
Greg Rosenthal had a thought on every single team.
Right.
And pointed out something interesting about Xavier Worthy. We talked yesterday about this time, it was 9 o'clock, to Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns. And he said, yeah, guy's fast, but also he's not just a track star. And he's like, you know, track stars do get the negative connotation. He's like, a Chiefs example, Jamaal Charles was pegged as a track star as well, which he was. And turned out to be an okay football player, too. So their write-up, Xavier Worthy has more to his game than straight-line speed. He was the true number one wideout in Texas over Donnie Mitchell. And he has more of an ability to make people miss with quickness and route running than most, quote-unquote, track stars typically do. When I watched Worthy before the draft, I thought he'd absolutely ball out if he somehow landed with the Dolphins or the Chiefs. Yep.
the end is just what made
in
that
italics
whole thing,
too,
right?
Which is great because in writing. But he was thrilled with the pick, and then also says that speed guys do get limited as speed guys only. I think every really, really fast guy goes through that.
Oh, God, yes. Which is stupid because we're going back to the days of Willie Gault or whoever that guy you and Craig Way mentioned.
Nehemiah.
Yes. Who?
Ronaldo Nehemiah, San Francisco 49ers wide receiver who was a hurdler.
I had never heard that name until yesterday.
He was an Olympic hurdler. And he's like, I'm going to go play football. And they're like, okay, you're fast. So let's try this. And he was pretty average.
But it's weird in sports. Like one guy does something that's not good, and then everybody is judged based on that guy.
Correct. Yeah. Well, you're really fast. Well, you got to do other things too. Okay,
I don't even know who Rolando Namanaya is. Who?
Ronaldo Nehemiah.
The nickname was Skeets. I never heard of that guy. Yeah, JT, you know who that is? No.
He was an Olympic. He was an Olympic guy. Well, I mean, Usain Bolt tried to do other stuff, and they didn't want him doing other stuff, too, because he's just fast. Well, I don't know. He's an athlete, too. I don't know why you wouldn't try other stuff. But
because he failed and then Willie Gault failed, we now go back to those two guys every single time.
The Raiders didn't.
The Raiders didn't help matters either.
Do great with that either, too. They just drafted fast guys, and they weren't.
But it's the Raiders we're talking about. Yeah. They're ignorant. They're ignorant, right? We know that. They got kind of carried away there at the end with Al Davis, and they did stupid things, right? So look at Trey Smith on the wrestling video with Patrick. That's great.
I know Patrick was staring out at that guy. He was massive.
Was that one of the Pauls?
And no, that wasn't a Paul. That was somebody else. I don't know my wrestlers well enough. But that guy.
Was that Andre the Giant?
Did you see how much bigger he was than Creed? And Trey?
Yeah.
He was a massive
human
being.
He was like wrestling huge big.
Yeah, he was a massive
human because
being.
He's so big, will he not be able to play in the NFL because he's too big?
He's too large.
Yeah.
His muscles are too big.
I just hate these so much. The older I get, the generalities that we make and the compare. Like,
well, he's really fast. He's got to prove that he can also be catch the ball and run routes. Okay.
Well, he was the number one receiver at Texas.
I think he probably showed some of that on tape, didn't he?
You know, I'm more excited about this kid than any draft pick since Patrick Mahomes. I can't wait to see what he can do. And that little piece right there that you read from Greg Doyle got me really excited about it.
Not Greg Doyle.
Who?
Greg Doyle's in trouble right now. He was the one that was hitting on Caitlin Clark.
Oh, that guy. Greg Rosenthal.
Yeah. Greg Rosenthal.
When just the yup in italics got me so excited. I know I shouldn't get that excited, but all right, here we go. Yep. I can't wait to see what this guy can do. Stop comparing every player to somebody else. We do this. It's a really bad trait that we all have in all sports. Who does he remind you of? Oh, my God. Who cares? And it doesn't really remind me of anybody. It reminds me of who he is. Let the kid play.
Brent Veach really likes the new tight end. And the really good one, too. We'll discuss next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!